Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has admitted for the first time that Israel supported armed local groups in Gaza to help weaken Hamas, confirming reports of Israeli-backed Palestinian clans operating inside the besieged enclave. In a video message posted to social media on Thursday, Netanyahu said the government had activated powerful family-based factions in Gaza, following advice from security officials. His comments follow public accusations by former Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, who earlier criticized the secretive strategy. An Israeli official quoted by the Associated Press identified one such group as the Popular Forces, led by Rafah clan leader Yasser Abu Shabab. The group has been linked to Israeli-supported aid distribution centers run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, a controversial entity operating under military protection. The acknowledgement marks Israel's first public confirmation of its relationship with these groups, which humanitarian organizations have accused of criminal activity and stealing aid meant for civilian suffering under the blockade. "It's not going down well within Israel," said Al Jazeera's Hamda Salhut, reporting from Amman. "These are criminal gangs being armed with Israeli weapons. There was no cabinet-wide consultation." Read: Israeli airstrikes kill 43 in Gaza as suspended aid operations set to resume. The GHF, under fire for its role in deadly aid distribution events, suspended operations for 24 hours earlier this week after repeated incidents where Israeli forces allegedly opened fire on civilians seeking food. Chris Gunness, former UNRWA spokesperson, condemned the situation as a human abattoir, blaming the Israeli military and its allies for creating dangerous aid conditions. Meanwhile, Hamas official Khalil al-Hayya said the group had not rejected a U.S. proposed ceasefire, but had asked for amendments to ensure an end to the war. Talks with mediators are ongoing. Yesterday, at least 43 Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, medical sources report, as a controversial aid group backed by the United States and Israel prepares to reopen two distribution centers after a brief suspension. The GHF announced on Thursday that it would resume limited operations, reopening two aid centers in Rafah following a full-day closure attributed to maintenance and repair work. The group urged Palestinians to follow access routes designated by the Israeli military, which has warned that areas surrounding the centers could be treated as combat zones. The GHF's temporary closure followed multiple deadly incidents in recent days, in which Israeli forces reportedly opened fire on Palestinians attempting to access aid. According to Gaza's Ministry of Health, at least 27 people were killed and around 90 wounded early Tuesday near a GHF site in Rafah. Similar incidents occurred on Sunday and Monday, with more than 60 reported deaths and hundreds injured.